This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. It was another whipsaw week in the world financial markets. Stock markets in Asia, Europe, and the U.S. rallied early in the week on news the European Union had developed a near-trillion-dollar plan to stabilize the euro. But by the end of the week, the gains had slipped away, and investors were left with big questions about whether the plan will work. Europe's financial crisis raises another interesting question. Why can some countries get away with running up very large debts, while others are immediately called to account? NPR's Jim Zaroli looks for answers.
In the European community, Greece is the weakest link. Not only did it borrow a lot, but it never tried very hard to pay off the debt when times were good. What's harder to explain is why other countries got swept along in the tide. Zolt Darvas of the Brussels-based think tank Bruegel says Spain, for instance, saw its interest rates go up too. But Darvas says Spain and Greece are very different.
Spain had fiscal surpluses before the crisis. Greece had fiscal deficits and even huge fiscal deficits. So the starting position and the track record of the two countries are completely different.
Portugal, too, was punished, but its finances are in much better shape than Greece's. And as a percentage of its economy, its debt levels are comparable to that of the United States. But in the financial markets, there's debt, and then there's debt. Japan, for example, has one of the highest levels of public debt in the world, and economists believe paying it off will one day be a big challenge for the country. But investors like Japan. It can borrow money at relatively low rates. Andrew Brenner says there are reasons for that. Brenner works for Guggenheim Securities in a giant trading room in Manhattan. On his desk is a bank of four computer screens. It's Brenner's job to puzzle out whether a bond is a good investment or not.
We look at trends, so we look at charts, so we look and see what other people are buying.
Brenner has guidelines for determining whether a country is creditworthy or not. He says you need to look at how much the country owes, but you also need to look at who it owes money to. And in the case of Japan, much of its debt is held by its own citizens. They save a lot, and they like to put their money in government securities, and they're more likely to hold on to the debt in bad times.
There's no question about it, because at the end of the day, you live in that country, and you have to support that country, and you eat, drink, and sleep in that country, and so you're gonna tend to give them a little bit more flexibility and own the debt for a longer period of time without the kind of risk.
Brenner says it's the same thing with Italy. Much of its debt is internally held. If Italy or Japan can't pay their debts, people inside the country will be hurt. But the damage won't spread quite as fast to other countries. By contrast, most of Greece's debt, and that of Portugal and Spain, is held by outsiders, like big French and German banks. If one of these countries defaults, the pain will extend across Europe. Countries like Japan and Italy have another big advantage in the debt markets. Their economies are large, which gives them clout. Brenner puts it this way.
If you own the bank $500,000, and things were starting to go bad for you, you would be in trouble and the bank would come after you. If you owned the bank $50 million and you were into trouble, then the bank has a problem and the bank's going to work very much with you to make sure that they, the bank, doesn't go down.
It's the same way with countries. Investors feel a little safer about putting their money in big countries like the United States and Japan, even if they have other problems. Smaller nations simply don't have that advantage. Economist Philip Lane of Trinity College Dublin says countries like Ireland have to work a lot harder to satisfy the markets.
In the U.S., you have a big pool of investors who are happy to hold dollar debt. There's not a big pool of investors who are automatically going to hold Irish government debt. And if you want to convince investors, you have to show that your fiscal policy is stable.
That's ultimately what Greece has failed to do, and that's made a lot of investors nervous. The trouble is that Greece's economy has become inextricably linked to the rest of Europe. So what should have been a small problem was no longer so easy to contain. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.